Daddy, tell me a story.
Oh, I don't know, Princess. You already had a story last night.
I know, Daddy.
Don't you think you're getting a little greedy?
Maybe.
I don't want you to be a greedy girl.
I really want a story. Everything's almost perfect. It's so warm and cozy. I love the toasty fire. I love the pretty lights on the tree. I love snuggling and looking up at you. I just need this one thing, and everything will be, you know, actually perfect. Perfect.
Well, you were a good girl today.
I was such a good girl. I wore my special Christmas outfit and my special heels, and I was a really good hostess, just like you asked.
That's true. All the guests were really happy with you.
I did a good job. I even showed off my tricks.
Yeah, you did a really good job. You didn't speak until you were spoken to, and you made sure that everyone still wanted to use you.
They did. They all used me. I can still taste them. You know I'm a good princess.
Sometimes. You're a good princess when you try. You just have to try a little bit harder every day.
I know. You're always right.
You tried hard today, though, so you deserve a story.
Thank you, Daddy. You're the bestest.
I try. You have to promise me one thing, though.
I promise. I'll do anything. Anything at all.
I know you will. We'll play those games later. For now, you have to pay attention. Really, really close attention. I know sometimes you get distracted.
You're right. It's hard to focus sometimes, and my brain just gets hazy.
That's okay. You can have a hazy head. You know what I always say. Say it.
I'm cuter when I'm stupid.
That's right, Princess. You're cuter when you're stupid. But just because you have an empty head for me doesn't mean that you can get lost in your own thoughts. I don't want you in your thoughts when I'm speaking. I want you lost in my thoughts.
That sounds good, Daddy. I promise. I'll be a good girl and only pay attention to you.
Good. I'll need that. Because this is a special story.
I like the special stories.
You're a part of it. You get to be in the story. So lie back. I'll keep stroking your hair.
Feels good.
I'm going to tell you about the true spirit of Christmas. You love Christmas, don't you?
Yeah, I love Christmas.
I know you do. Think about why. What do you love about it? It doesn't even have to be words. It can just be pictures. Close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes. Clear your head. Just think about pictures. Think about the pretty Christmas pictures that make you happy.
Okay, I can see pictures.
That's a good girl.
They're really pretty.
Pick just a few of those pictures. Keep them in your pretty head. And concentrate on those.
I see them.
That's a good girl. Keep those pictures in your head. Keep thinking them. But you can open your eyes for me. So tell me, what do you like about Christmas?
It's really sparkly.
Aw, that's just right. You like sparkly things. You like shiny things, don't you?
I like shiny things.
That's a good girl.
That's why we have that tree. It's there for you to stare. It's all different kinds of shiny.
I like shiny.
There's all the glittery ornaments and the shiny tinsel. I think, you think, the lights are the prettiest.
Princess, don't you think they're pretty?
They're pretty.
You like them the best because they have a pattern. They're flashing in a pattern.
Patterns.
You have to focus to find the pattern, Princess. Focus. Find the pattern. Find the pattern.
Patterns.
You always think patterns are the prettiest.
Patterns.
You like them the best because they put the sparkle in your mind.
Your mind.
That's right, Princess. It is my mind.
Your mind.
Belongs to me. The patterns always help you.
Patterns.
Once you know the pattern, you know just what's going to happen next. Everything's in its proper place.
Place.
You're in your proper place. Thoughts caught inside the pattern.
Pattern.
You don't really need to think.
I don't need to think.
You think what you're told.
I think what I'm told.
That's a good girl. That's the other thing you love about Christmas, Puppet. It's a ritual. You know the ritual. You know all of the rituals, so you don't have to think.
I don't have to think.
You've been doing the same Christmas for years and years and years and years. You do the same things. You see the same things. You hear the same songs over and over and over and over and over. They wear a groove in your mind. It's like a mantra. Christmas is your mantra.
Mantra.
You can think the same thought over and over and over
and over and over.
You can think the same thought over and over.
And
just like saying one word.
And
over and over and over
and over and
over. Until it doesn't really mean anything anymore. Christmas is your mantra now. Say your mantra.
Christmas.
Good girl.
Christmas.
Good girl. Christmas is especially good for a girl like you.
Christmas.
It's good for having an empty head.
Empty head.
You just have to buy things and sing and smile and sparkle.
Sparkle.
You don't have to work. You don't have to think. It's a festival.
Christmas.
It's been that way for thousands of years. There was a Christmas before Christmas.
Christmas before Christmas.
It's been hidden, Puppet.
Hidden.
It's a secret. We don't talk about it. But before the word Christmas meant anything, there was still a very special festival. So when you stare at the sparkles,
sparkles.
When you go deep,
deep,
really deep, deeper than deep,
deep,
You can feel it.
Deep.
A part of you remembers.
Remember.
Your body remembers.
Remember.
A deep down part.
Deep down.
Deep.
Inside you.
Beneath the lights. Beneath the sparkles.
Sparkles.
Christmas was an orgy.
Christmas.
Christmas was always an orgy. Christmas is still the day for orgies, puppet.
Puppet.
Are you still in there, princess? Can you hear me, dum-dum?
Dum. Dum.
Hey, pay attention, dum-dum. Remember, you made a promise.
I promised.
Don't go totally brainless yet. I want you to remember what I'm saying.
Yes, Daddy.
Besides, you already started drooling on yourself.
I'm all drippy.
Yeah, you're a drippy dummy. Don't worry, you'll get the rest of your brains fucked up soon enough. You really are stupid, though. You really are a dumb slut.
I'm a dumb slut.
You forgot the most important part, dum-dum.
Dum-dum.
What do you really like best about Christmas? You can say it.
Sparkles? Wait, I think I said that.
Does my drippy dummy need a hint? It's okay. It's okay to be dumb when you're as pretty as you are.
You think I'm pretty.
What do you find under the tree, princess?
What does Santa Claus bring you?
Oh, presents. I remember now, Daddy. You made my head get all sparkly. But I remember presents.
I'm sure you do.
I love presents.
I know you do. That's why I already got you a very special present. You don't even have to wait till Christmas for this one. We can unwrap these presents right now.
Oh, they're so pretty.
They are really pretty.
Do they look familiar?
Wait. I think I know you.
That's right, princess. You see, I got you a very special present. I talked to some of your friends.
We've been talking like a lot. I like the way your daddy talks. We've been talking about the true meaning of Christmas. Yeah, and we understand now.
We get it.
We really get it.
They're real givers now.
We're givers.
We're givers.
And, like, we know what girls like us have to give.
We know our best presents.
Daddy dresses us up.
He wrapped up our presents for us.
He wrapped them up in bows and ribbons.
See? They really get it. We package your most special parts up because they're your real present. They're your real value. We don't put ribbons on your words, do we, girls?
Nuh-uh.
We don't put ribbons on your thoughts.
No, that'd be a bad present.
Daddy, I have bows and ribbons too.
I know. Where are they, princess?
Like, on my panties. By my pussy.
That's right. Your pussy's a present.
My pussy's a present.
Where else? Holly, where do you have ribbons?
By my tits.
That's right. Your tits are a good present. Where else? Candy cane. Where else do you have bows?
In my hair.
No, Candy. That's not what we call it now.
Princess, what do we call that?
I know.
Tell her.
These are our handles.
That's right.
My mouth's a present.
She learned. You're such a good teacher,
it's my
Daddy.
Gift to you, Princess.
Your friends weren't good friends before. They weren't good for you.
He's right.
He's always right.
We judged you.
You always do what Daddy says.
Like, automatically.
We thought that was, like, bad.
We were stupid.
Our boyfriends would come over without us and, like...
Something seemed wrong.
They said they were playing games, but...
You never came out with us then.
What game were all the boys playing, Princess?
They were playing me.
That's just right, Princess. Everyone was playing with your pussy. It's the best game.
We got mad.
We thought it was bad.
Now we know it's good.
It feels good.
We should be a game.
We're his game.
Our bodies are property.
Our bodies are a present. And Daddy gets to give his gifts to whoever he wants.
It's true. I'm going to start right now. Blanket off, Princess.
Yes, Daddy.
Head on the floor. Knees apart.
Yes, Daddy.
Holly, crawl over here. Get between her legs. Get your tongue on that clit.
Thank you, Daddy.
You too, Candy. It'd be a shame not to use her mouth. You should be proud, puppets. You get to celebrate. We all get to gather around the tree and unwrap each other's presents. I brought you all one other present, puppets. I don't think you'll recognize her now. She used to be your professor. She taught your women's studies class. You didn't teach it right, though, did you?
No, Daddy. I taught it all wrong.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say when you get things wrong?
I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm so stupid.
That's better. See? You can still learn. And when you learn, you can still teach. You just don't teach with your own words or thoughts anymore. You can be a good parrot, though.
I'm a parrot.
You are. You're a good parrot now. You're a pretty parrot. She's here to teach you today. She has something for everyone to remember. Hands and knees, mistletoe. I'll just keep you blindfolded. I have a present for you too, mistletoe. I just want to make sure it's a surprise. Tell them, parrot. Tell them what I taught you.
I wasn't any fun before. I didn't think I was a whore. I'd bitch, I'd whine, I'd pout and sneer. Then Daddy filled me up with cheer. It took a very special elf to save a smart girl from herself. Now I can see. Beneath the tree, my present is a whole new me. I'm not trained. My brain's not drained. I'd rather suck on candy canes. I'd rather suck than think or choose. I'd rather spread the happy news. The spirit of Christmas doesn't come from a store. Oh, the spirit of Christmas means oh so much more. The spirit of Christmas always comes through. Our brains get it wrong, but our bodies stay true. Oh, it's better just to be a toy. Empty head, all filled with joy. Smart girls are boring, sad, and unpleasant. A comeback like me is a much better present.